Blog Talk Radio. Retreats, and it's getting bigger. It is growing, it's expanding. As a matter of fact, this Saturday, I will be at the Women's Empowerment Book Club. They are having their third quarter event. They have events all year long. Every quarter they have some type of an event. And this particular event is being put together by the Women Empowerment Book Club. And the theme is Walking in the Spirit of Excellence. And the subtitle is My Life is the Book. And there are going to be two other speakers there. Angela Singletary, Apostle Willie Talbert, and myself. They will be speaking on their books. Well, Prophetess Angie Singletary will be speaking from Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons' book, Nobody's Business. Apostle Willie Talbert has his book that he will be speaking from. And then there are other guest speakers, Tina Lane and Minister Sherelle. She will also be one of the speakers, and Lady Flag. Now, I will be there speaking on Release Your Power. Lady Flag will also have some words to say about Release Your Power. So the event is happening Saturday. Please try to come out if you can, 4 o'clock p.m. sharp, at the Power Praise and Worship Ministry located at 420 Southwood Avenue in Linden, New Jersey, 07036, where the Jamont Flag is the senior pastor and leading Lady Diana Flag are at that church. So please come out if you can. But if you can't make it, you can always get a copy of the book. But I wanted to talk today about this topic. Like I said, it is so awesome. I love talking about the power that each and every person has at your beck and call. And I'm finding that so many people are not tapping into that power. As I watched the Democratic National Convention last evening, and I'll try to catch some of it this evening. But as I was watching that and watching excerpts and clips from the RNC, the Republican National Convention that took place in Tampa last week, I'm finding out that even politicians and people that are very well educated, very well-to-do, so to speak, very cultured, they have not even tapped into their full power. You know, you can tell sometimes just by listening to their conversations. See, when you tear someone else down, that right there is a sign that you are not fully tapped into your own power. Let me just give you a quick hint on really tapping into your power at full throttle, at full level, at the maximum. And that is when you don't put others down. If you're still putting others down, then that means you have room for opportunity. And as I heard a lot of the speakers talk last night, the word opportunity came up over and over and over again. And that opportunity is what is causing individuals to be stuck in poverty. And what I'm seeing is that opportunity and the lack thereof is what's causing people to fail to tap into their limitless power. And so I put for a topic today, unleash your unlimited power. You have unlimited power. For what? Power to rule over someone else? Absolutely not. That is not what this power is for. Now, it has been mistaken for that. Here's the key. What are you going to do with your power? All right? What are you going to do with that power? Are you going to sit back and allow situations, occasions, problems, setbacks, challenges, obstacles? Are you going to let them hinder you? Are you going to let them keep you from your true greatness? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. What you're going to do is you are going to open up that pathway and take a walk down that path. You may feel resistance as you're walking down that path. You may feel obstruction as you're walking down that path. You may feel opposition. You may feel that everybody is against you. That's okay. That's okay. That's to be expected. That's to be expected. Because success always comes with a high price. Remember, he said, to whom much is given, much is required. So success, all success, especially great success. As a matter of fact, the greater the success, the greater the obstacles. The greater the success, the greater the obstacles. But here's the thing. Here's how you turn that around in terms of unleashing that unlimited mindset of power, is to understand that the greater the obstacle, the greater your success. So if you are a person that's like me, who's had great obstacles, and great opportunities, and great opposition, you are headed, you are smack dab headed in the direction of a great success, greater than you've ever seen before, greater than you could ever imagine. You can't even imagine it. And here's the problem. The enemy knows that at the end of your opposition is a great success. And so he wants to discourage you. He wants you to give up. And so when I say the enemy, I'm talking about the people that are around you. Remember, the enemy are your people that are around you. Understand something. If I'm here in New Jersey and my enemy is in California, do you really think they can affect me or make an impact on me or really hurt me? No. But if I'm in New Jersey, let's just say I'm in Newark, and my enemy, even so, let's just say if I'm in Newark, New Jersey, and my enemy is in Atlantic City, does that really impact me and affect me? No. But for an enemy to be an enemy is only really an enemy when they're close. You know, a lot of us will say, oh, Lord, you know, get my enemy away. But in order for them to be an enemy, they have to be close. And that's why we want God to deal with our enemies right while, you know, we're in the midst of it. Because he said he would. He said, fret not thyself over evildoers, for they will soon be cut off. See, evildoers want you to sweat them. They want you to fret them. But don't. Don't fret. Don't fret. Don't sweat. Okay? Because they will soon be cut off from you. God, you know what? Before God allows your enemy to take you out, he will remove that enemy from you. So the enemy is not there to take you out. They're only there to push you to your destiny. I want you to say that with me. My enemy is here at my advancement. Okay? Your enemy is there at your advancement. You will advance in the face of your enemy. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, you will. You will advance in the face of your enemy. The enemy, okay, is sometimes within us as well, absolutely. But you will advance in the face. See, the reason that you don't have to run from your enemy, okay? You will advance in the face of your enemy. I just love saying that. You know, I love saying that so much, I'm going to put that on Facebook. You will. I want the world to know you shall, I'm going to say, advance in, okay, the face of your enemy. All right? This is so true. And this is true. And trust me, Okay, this is coming from Coach Lalisa / Prophetess Lalisa. You will advance in the face of your enemy. Okay? No matter what you do. You shall advance in the face of your enemy. Why? Because you have hidden power. You have a power that is greater than your enemy. So when we talk about unleashing that power, unleashing that, it's unlimited, unleashing, it's unlimited. There is no limit to God. And that is the power central. That's power central. That's the base of your power. That's what you have to offer your enemy. So the next time your enemy comes charging at you, don't run from your enemy. Okay? You cannot, because your enemy is going to push you to your destiny. Mm-hmm. If you want to make it to your destiny, all you got to do is stand firm in the face of your enemy. You see, because your enemy knows that if they can get you off track, if they can get you in the land or the position of fear, then you're not going to hear from God. See, when you're operating in fear, it blocks God's voice from you. You can't hear him because God does not give you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So you got to get out. You can't go into the camp of fear. I don't care what is besetting you. It could be an illness. It could be financially. It could be a relationship problem, a children problem, a family problem, a health problem. But whatever it is, you cannot get into the land or the position of fear because now your strategic, your strategic help coming from God is blocked, and you don't want that blocked, right? You don't want that blocked. You want to stay open to success. You want to stay open to where God is trying to get you, to where God is taking you. And he is taking you somewhere great. He is taking you on a higher plane. He is taking you to a place of success. And the enemy is upset. Your enemy is mad. Your enemy is unhappy because they cannot take you down. I love it. The enemy cannot take you down. Okay? This is so, so, so important. And again, like I said, you have unlimited power within you. You have an opportunity to show your power. Okay? You have an opportunity to live the life, right, that God has ordained for you. And God has ordained for you success, right? And without really understanding, everything, because you don't have to understand it all, okay? All you have to do is remember now that your power cannot be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Your power cannot be destroyed. You are your power, therefore you cannot be destroyed. Your enemy is not going to take you out. Your enemy cannot come against you and win, okay? Because we triumph in all things. You can overcome whatever it is, because you have a power within you that is waiting to be unleashed. You can overcome the job situation. Right now, you may be out of a job. You can overcome that. You may haven't worked in a year. You may haven't found a job in 2 years, in 3 years. You can overcome that because you have power within you to overcome every situation, every challenge, every obstacle. All you have to do is change a few things. Just change a few things, okay? And one of the things that you have to change, you have to change how you think. You have to change how you think. If you can change how you think, everything else will change for you. Everything else will line up. When you begin to change how you think, because once you change your thinking, everything else is going to change for you. Okay? When you change how you think, all right, other things are going to line up. For instance, when you change how you think, you will begin to talk differently. And as you begin to speak, things that are going to begin to happen. Things are going to begin to drop in your path. All of a sudden, you're going to look up. You're going to be like, what is this? You're going to be like, I didn't even know what this was. I didn't even know this was something. That's how powerful your thinking is, right? You've got to change your thinking. If you change your thinking, everything else in your life will change. Because when you change your thinking, you change how you speak. When you change how to speak, you also change how you behave. And once you change how you behave, right? Once you change how you behave, the next thing you know, you're changing the situation around you. Because when your behavior changes, your situation has to change. That's why I can emphatically say with all clarity, all seriousness, and all power that you have the power. It's unlimited. It is within you. You can make it happen. You need to make it happen. You will make it happen. And guess what? It will happen for you. It will happen for you. I'm so excited about that. I hope you're excited. Because I'm excited. I am so excited. You know, I'm just there today. I am so excited. I know that you have the power within you. All you have to do is unleash it. I told you how to do that today. I've sat here. I've talked about how to do it. It starts with changing how you think. How you think. Cognitive restructuring. Restructure your cognitive behavior. Okay? Don't think the way you've always thought, because you'll always get what you've always got. Think differently. Think new. You know, we're about to break out some new things, as I'm sure many of you are. We're so excited. We have some new workshops coming, new seminars coming to help the business owner, the small business owner. We've entered into partnerships with Capital One Bank and the Marriott Hotel. You know, two of my dreams, but yet a goal. It was not just to do it. See, it starts a dream, but then you make it a goal. That's how you achieve your dreams. You make your dream a goal, and then you can achieve it. Because without it being a goal, you really don't know what you're going after. You don't know what you're really reaching for. So I'm excited. I have some new students that I'll be working with at the college tonight. I can't wait for that. But I also can't wait to speak back to you tomorrow, as you know. Every day, Monday through Friday. Please follow us on Facebook to keep up with the times that the show will air. more than likely you can just dial in at 347-945-7991, listen to the show, go back and listen to the archives, or you can tune in live during the show by dialing that number or going to the website blogtalkradio.com/thelilies. But it's been great. It's been real. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. Go unleash that power. It is unlimited. If you didn't get the book yet, go to the website, release-your-power.com. Order the book. Call me. Order the book. Inbox me. Get that book so we can get started on your, wow, success. I'm excited. I know you're excited. You got to be. Yes, it's exciting.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lilisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lilisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lilisa J. Williams.